Welcome to the Wealthy Mujer Podcast. I'm your host, Marisol Isaula, your Latina life coach here to help you reclaim your power so you can stop feeling stuck and take action on those ideas you only daydream of so you can live a fabulous vida, a life full of wealth, abundance, and mucha felicidad. Here in this community, we define wealth to encompass the well-being of your entire human existence, and we focus on six Wealthy Mujer pillars: purpose, relationships, health, spirit, communication, and money. Here, all of you is welcome, celebrated, and safe. Vámonos. Affirmation of the week. Your journey is not defined by how you start or where you stand at the end of the first quarter of this year. Your strength and bravery lie in your resilience, your ability to adapt, and your unwavering determination to rise again. Even if the year didn't begin as you hoped, or if the projects remain unfinished, know that each step forward, no matter how small, propels you closer and closer to your goals. Embrace the power within you to craft a new plan, to pivot with purpose, and stride forward one courageous step at a time. Your potential knows absolutely zero bounds, and your capacity to overcome is limitless. Keep faith in your journey, for greatness awaits those who dare to persist. Hello, hello, my wealthy mujeres, mis amigas, bien fregonas, bien poderosas. Happy whatever day it is that you're listening to this podcast. I am recording this podcast on April 3rd, 2024, and I feel like I just blinked and we are already at Q2. Where did January and February and March go? First of all, how rude. Why did you go so fast? And second of all, thank you, because I'm extremely grateful for Q1. If you feel the same way, girl, we're on the same boat. It feels like it was just a blink of an eye and we are already in full bloom of our spring season. So Q1 for me was definitely not what I expected in the most hard and beautiful way at the same time, okay? And this is where the whole play of duality comes clutch, because I can exist and we all can exist in a place where it is okay to have lows and highs at the same freaking time, especially with my podcast. I think I have not given it the love that it needs and the attention that it needs. So with that in mind, I am revamping my podcast to really be intentional and be exactly what I want it to be. I am going to start interviewing incredible people on this podcast. I am going to definitely bring in consistency into this area of my business, because I love being able to get on this mic and just flow and talk to you like you and I are either having a cafecito or driving up north to go to Sedona, or we're literally at a brewery in downtown having a delicious lager and we're just talking. This is what my podcast feels like. It feels like, although I can't hear what you're saying, I know the conversation is beautiful. We both feel safe, we feel connected, and we feel grounded. So just know that there is going to be a big revamp to my podcast. And so for those of you that are always DMing me, asking me, Marisol, when's the next episode? Andale, I miss you on the mic. Well, I totally miss you too. So I definitely want to stay really grounded and aligned with the vision that I have for this podcast. So just know that if I haven't been posting episodes like I'd want to, it's not because I don't love doing this and I don't love connecting with you. I absolutely do. And just like you miss me, I probably miss you double. So there's a lot of changes happening to this podcast, and I'm super excited to share all of those with you as they come. Okay, so now that I've gotten that out of the way and I'm being very honest about how I need to give more love to this podcast, I want to give you a little bit of insight of what Q1 was for me and why I think living in duality actually created a lot more success for me, even when I was going through a pretty hard season. For me, the opportunity and giving myself permission to live in duality, where I know I talk about it all the time. Duality is the idea that multiple emotions and thoughts can be true at the same time, and they can be opposite thoughts and emotions. I know that giving myself permission to live in duality has really let me embrace what is currently happening without technically skewing my success or my ability to show up. It actually has given me more clarity on what I need to prioritize and how to manage my time and my energy better. So to give you the inside scoop of what Q1 was for me, I have to go back to Q4, and specifically in December, because I ended the year on an incredible high note. You know, 2024 started rocky, but ended incredibly beautiful. But towards the end of the month, my health was plummeting. And this is where I blame my husband, because everything is his fault. Just kidding. No, it's not. But he started getting sick first, which then led me to get sick. And then he would get better, but I was still sick. So what would happen? We would like play tag, where every time he felt better, I was feeling sick. And then vice versa. He was starting to get sick and I was starting to get better. And then I would get sick again. It was this cycle of getting each other sick over and over again, until he was like, you know what? I love you so much, but we can't sleep in the same bedroom. So for a while we were sleeping in two different rooms, because we're like, man, like we keep getting each other sick. By end of December to about mid February, we were just so frustrated that we kept getting sick. So, and during the same week in February, he went to urgent care, and then I went to urgent care. He had walking pneumonia and I had bronchitis and flu. Thankfully, we got the meds that we needed, we got the rest that we needed, and we are now both feeling so much better, and we never, ever, ever want to get sick again, ever. But okay, so that was happening. There's duality, right? That was happening, and that was causing me to have so much less energy. It was making me not be able to record podcasts because of my sexy sex operator voice when I'm sick. And then also my energy. I was not thinking with a creative lens. So I truly had to maximize what energy I did have for what needed to be prioritized. And my priorities were our children and my clients and the workshops that I had already sold out on, that I needed to make sure I was present and I could speak for 3 to 4 hours. Okay. And then on top of that, I had launched my group coaching. So all in all, I know I perhaps even did spread myself a little too thin, but I prioritized those five to six items that I knew I needed to do. Anything else was bonus. And I kid you not, like my marketing plan for my group coaching was extensive. It had emails, it had content, it had podcasts, it had testimonials from my previous cohort of group coaching. And most of that wasn't done. But here's the duality of it. I put the energy, like I said, I focused on what energy I could give. And I focused so heavily on my workshops, on making sure that I showed up and making sure that the people that came to my workshops, the incredible women, felt seen, felt connected, and felt motivated to take action. And I offered a special deal for group coaching for those that attended my workshops. So overall, I ended up having 17 women in the group coaching program. Three of those women are in my VIP one-to-one coaching. They get group coaching complimentary of their one-to-one VIP package. So overall, I had 15 incredible women say yes. But I didn't do all of the marketing strategy that I had envisioned. So it was still the most successful launch that I had done since I started my business a few years ago. So on top of that, if you are local to Arizona, you know that myself and five other incredible founding amigas, we founded like a social club called Amor Amigas, and that started in January. And we do monthly social events, so it's every second Thursday of the month. And we started that in January. So keep in mind, I was super focused on making sure that was successful. And it has been. I mean, our March event had over 250 women in attendance. I just got a text this morning that our Amor Amigas for next week is already sold out. And so we're over 200 registered women that will attend. So again, here is where I am telling you, wow, I am being led up to a new definition of visibility, connection, and success. And also, my lungs are giving out on me. And also, when you feel burnt out because your lungs, your knees, your whatever body part is not working with you, you feel so incredibly drained. And then what happens? You start being sleep deprived. You stop eating anything that's healthy. You start believing intrusive thoughts, because how can I be showing up for everyone and pretending like everything's okay, and then I come home and I can barely breathe? And I want to let you know that it's not necessarily pretending. It's just really showing up as the version that you know you can be. And it's genuine in that capacity, because it's kind of like you're using all of your battery pack for just one specific event or one specific action that you need to complete. So full circle here is, again, I had the most successful launch. We launched a new social club for women to feel connected and safe and inspired and supported. I had workshops, and then I was still working with my one-to-one clients. That is all I could give, and go to my kids' sport events when I could. All of that to say, there were some things that I could not commit to. There were some things that needed to go on the back burner. And oh my gosh, how mean are we sometimes when we're doing the best that we can, yet we don't think it's enough? If anything, I want to remind you that living in duality and being able to accept the reality of what is right now gives you so much more clarity and brings more of your intentionality and living within your purpose, because you start to outline the priorities that really do need your attention, and you start to realize what really doesn't need it. Like, I will survive if I don't post. I will survive if I don't have a podcast episode every week like I intended to. I will rise again. You will rise again. So whatever this quarter was for you, whatever January, February, March was for you, you killed that shit, okay? You gave everything you possibly could, regardless if it doesn't seem like it. Regardless if you make an audit and you go backwards and you're like, what could I have done a little more of? Or what could I have focused differently on? Yes, those are all lessons that you're learning to then put it into action in this quarter. Stand within your purpose, be intentional with your time, and use your energy to a way that would benefit you or would benefit your clients, your business, your employees, your children, your family, whatever it is that you are focused on. And that's the thing about living a human experience, is knowing that it's not always going to go as planned. Life isn't always going to do exactly what you want it to do, or will have the outcome that you wanted. I mean, if we really think about it, we know this, right? We know that life isn't going to go exactly how we had planned, yet we are so fixated on everything going as planned. Okay, I'm going to say that again. Like, humanly, like, our brain definitely understands the concept that life isn't going to go exactly how we want it to, yet we tend to be so fixated on making sure that we do everything as planned and we have the results that we thought we wanted or needed. And you're not the only one that goes through this. There are so many of us that sometimes get so fixated on how things should be, and quote unquote should, that we don't realize that life is lifing in front of us, that life is truly giving us opportunities to enhance our inherent powers and our abilities that we already have within us. We just are so focused on the outcome that we want sometimes that we don't allow ourselves to really flow and connect with what is actually meant for us. And I get it. This might sound a little too woo-woo, right? It might sound like, okay, Marisol, I get it. I have to flow. I have to remove expectations of the outcome. I have to just let it be what it is. I completely understand that in some capacity, it will be hard to not be discouraged or feel sad or feel like we didn't do enough when we don't get the outcome that we wanted. I want to live in that for a second, and I want to remind you that you are allowed to have human experiences, and you're allowed to feel and react in whatever way you want to react. But I also want you to bring intentionality into the forefront. I want you to have abilities to pause and to reflect fully, not just letting your unintentional thoughts, those introverted thoughts, have the full mic. I want you to also be able to live in a place where you can entertain other reasons or other thoughts or other emotions. And that takes practice. That is something that needs to be developed just like a muscle. I will not be able to deadlift 360 like I used to if I don't start again lifting at 40, 50, 100, 200 pounds. The same is for our brain. In order for us to have different mindsets, in order for us to have more intentionality in our life and live a more fruitful, joyful, peaceful life, we need to help our muscle, our brain, develop more and more to where it will not be forced to make yourself think intentional thoughts. They will just come through like Miley Cyrus in a wrecking ball because you are training your brain to have multiple thoughts and have multiple ranges of emotions, and all of them technically be true at the same time, aka duality. If you are in a place right now where you're like, damn, I wish I would have completed this project by now. Man, I thought I would have already lost this amount of weight by now. Man, I thought I'd already have a new hobby that I am in love with. Or dang, I was supposed to read a book every single month. If you're having those thoughts, if you're feeling like, ah, I should have done this. Why didn't I do that? I can't believe I spent so much time doing that. Baby, breathe a little bit. Can you please just for me, your amiga, your friend, can you just for a second take a really big deep breath for me? Let's do it together. Oh, yeah. Can we literally just let go of those stories just for a second and entertain new stories? We can't go back in time. Q1 is done. Farewell. goodbye, adios amigo. We are done with Q1. So what is going to be your intention for Q2 now that you've made kind of like a little audit about what Q1 was for you? What is the intention that you want to step forward with in present time now without judgment or shame for what you could have or would have or should have done in the past? Because we are not in the business of feeling so guilty and feeling so remorseful and judging ourselves to success. We're not living in that world. We're in the place where we are going to accept that we're living a human experience. We get to fall backwards 10 steps and move 3 forward. It does not negate that you did the 3 steps. There are times when things are just not going to go the way that you expected them to go. Or maybe Q1 was incredible and amazing, and now you have this momentum, and now you're like, oh crap. Now what do I do? Because I had such a great Q1. What does Q2 need to be? And now there's this overwhelming sensation of you having to be even better than Q1. Whatever it is that you're feeling, I want you to bring intentionality into your life. And I want you to remind yourself of how infinitely powerful, how infinitely worthy, and how infinitely smart you are to start to create new ways to continue building on the ways that have served you and to adapt and to figure out a different plan if you need to. So for me, my different plan is, okay, I call myself a life coach. I call myself a mother, a wife, a sister, a friend, a daughter. My intention for Q2 is to come home. My intention for Q2 is to have a new relationship with myself without the hats that I wear. My intention is to be the mujer, Marisol, the woman. I am going to connect with her again. I'm going to redefine, because when we are living in our purpose, when we are home, when we know what our values are, we know what relationships we want to cultivate, what relationships we don't need. We will want to figure out how we define health, physical, emotional, and mental. We will then connect with our spirit and our confidence because we're living so intentional and purposeful. And I'm going to be more alive and communicate more of my gifts and my offers and my talents, give more to the community with Amor Amigas and other programs that are happening in Q2. Finally, yes, I'm going to be magnetic with money. I'm going to remind myself that living in my power means that gaining money is just an energetic exchange. And I am so open to receiving what Q2 has to offer. That means the lessons that I don't really want to learn, or the lessons that I know will happen because they're out of my control, and also the lessons and the growth that will come by setting my intention of coming home. So if you need to come home to yourself, give yourself permission to be the most vulnerable and authentic you, even if it's just to you in front of the mirror. Remind yourself of why you're living, what your purpose is. And remember, at the end of the day, it is only you that has all the power and control to pivot, to connect with your resilience, to rise again. And you have the power to embrace all the new things that come to you. Pivot with purpose. Stride forward one courageous step at a time. If you are local, if you live in Arizona, if you're in Phoenix, I would love to invite you to my first live podcast interview ever. Remember, I told you in the beginning of the podcast episode that I am going to be revamping this podcast. Well, this is the first way. I am literally going to do my first podcast interview, and it's going to be live. It is going to be April 18th from 6 p.m. to 7:30. That is a Thursday at Amor Collective in Peoria, Arizona. I will be interviewing my husband, Francisco Isaula, a real estate expert, and also someone that truly knows all parts of me that maybe you haven't been introduced to. So we will have a real and raw conversation on relationships, business, mental health, and so much more that we will only talk about live. So would love to have you there. And it is meant for you, regardless if you're married, you're in a relationship, you're single, you are going through a breakup, whatever it may be, you are going to get so much out of this live podcast interview. So come solo or bring your bestie or even bring your significant other. This is the first time that I'm actually opening it up to anyone. So if you want to bring your spouse, if you want to bring your significant other, if you want to bring your best friend, everyone is absolutely welcome. Again, April 18th. 6 p.m. to 7:30 at Amor Collective. And to register, it is only $11.11. And that is because we will have snacks and some treats and some drinks. So please join us. We would love to have you there. Under the podcast description for this episode, I will put the link for the registration, as well as if we're Instagram friends, you can find it in my bio, in my link tree. And my Instagram handle is the Marisol Isaula. So there's multiple ways to go in and register and get your ticket. If you just have my phone number, feel free to text me and I will send it to you. I'm also going to be sending out a newsletter with that link so you can register. So that'll be today as well. I hope you have the most incredible quarter. I hope you have the most incredible month and week and day. I am rooting for you always. I admire you. I honor you. I see you. And I'm your coach. And I'm here to always remind you that with me, you are safe. And you just remember how freaking special you are. And I'll talk to you soon. Have the most beautiful day.